This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. He is being accused of abandoning Kurd allies. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Trump administration says U.S. forces will move aside, clearing the way for a long-expected Turkish assault across the border. Turkey considers the Kurdish fighters terrorists. Lawmakers here at home have warned allowing Turkey to carry out the attack could lead to a Kurdish massacre and send American allies a troubling message that the U.S. will not live up to its commitments. The sudden move follows a call between Turkey's leader and President Trump, who tweeted this morning in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy's worried, though, telling Fox and Friends he wants to make sure the U.S. keeps its word to those who fight with it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has firsthand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says a bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province has killed at least 10 people, including a child. The official says 27 other people were wounded in the attack, targeting a minibus carrying new army recruits in Jalalabad City. From Washington, this is VOA News. Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood overnight. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
At least 15 people were killed in Baghdad on Sunday night after fierce clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters. That raises the death toll after nearly a week of violence to around 110, based on police and medical reports. The Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 have been wounded. Protests first broke out in Iraq's capital on Tuesday over jobs, services, and endemic political corruption. The government has agreed to various reforms, like subsidized housing, stipends for the unemployed, and youth training programs. But protesters are demanding a complete overhaul of what they say is a corrupt system that's held Iraq back.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. Britain's prime minister is looking into a case involving an American diplomat's wife following a fatal crash. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Boris Johnson says he will speak with the U.S. ambassador to Britain on an American diplomat's wife who apparently left the country after reportedly becoming a suspect in a fatal crash. Johnson says he doesn't think it right to use the process of diplomatic immunity for this type of purpose. The crash a few weeks ago killed a 19-year-old after his motorcycle collided with a car near a base, which is home to a signals intelligence station operated by the U.S. Air Force. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's two top economies. Students in Bangladesh staged protests and blocked major roads Monday after an undergraduate was beaten to death, allegedly by ruling party activists for criticizing the government over a water-sharing deal with India. Students chanted slogans demanding justice and blocked major roads in two cities. Teachers joined some of the protests. Two Americans and a British scientist have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Thomas Perlman is secretary of the Nobel Committee.
William Kaelin, Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza for their discoveries of how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability.
The three men will share the $918,000 cash award. Medicine is the first of the Nobel Prizes awarded each year. The prizes for achievements in science, peace, and literature have been awarded since 1901 and were created in the will of dynamite inventor and businessman Alfred Nobel. U.S. stocks are up or down in morning trading. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.